probably no single area holding so much of charm and beauty and the good things of life as Southern California.
That 1953 travel clip underscored the state's middle-class allure.
The California dream of that era was that you could come here, you could build your career, you could raise a family, you could buy a nice house with a pool, and actually do better than where you were before.
But Chapman University Presidential Fellow Joel Kotkin says access to that dream started choking off when the Cold War ended. The aerospace industry took a hit. So did real estate, construction, and the business sector. During those same decades, the cost of making a life in the state shot up. You used to be able to buy a house here for three times a middle-class income. Today, in some places in the state, a house can cost 10 times that number. That double whammy sent Californians packing. Between 2007 and 2016, California has lost a million more domestic residents than have come into the state. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. People are moving to Texas, Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon. Kotkin says it is who is moving out that is alarming.
Who's leaving the most are young families, people 35 up to their early 50s, making a very middle-class living.
California opened their doors and basically kicked us out.
That's realtor Kelly Rudiger. Last year, she and her IT manager husband moved with their two children from an 1,800-square-foot house in San Diego to a 4,000-square-foot home in northern Texas. Now they pay less on their monthly mortgage.
We couldn't afford to live there with almost half of our income paying for our housing, our property taxes, our utilities. We could keep up, but we could never get ahead.
The Public Policy Institute of California classifies middle-income earners as those making between $49,000 a year and $174,000, based on 2017 calculations. Since 1970, California's share of the middle class fell from 60% to just over half the population.
Even though, as a whole, our economy is successful in terms of what it's producing and the amount of wealth and value that it's producing, we're not seeing that translate into incomes that really support families.
Peter Brownell of San Diego's Center on Policy Initiatives says there just aren't that many new middle-class jobs being created. Instead, California has highly skilled, high-paying tech jobs in Silicon Valley and the biotech industry in San Diego. But those industries tend to create a demand for low-paying service jobs like janitors and nannies. And Brownell says that spells trouble for the economy because the middle class is its life force.
When people have stable middle-class incomes, it means that they've got money in their pocket to consume all kinds of goods.
Kotkin says California has all but moved away from the enchantment of the 1950s and is regressing.
Today, we have a society which is becoming more and more feudal, with very rich, very successful, some of the richest people in the history of the world at the very top, and then a diminishing middle class.
Kotkin says what's even more frightening is college-educated young people are driving Ubers or working at Starbucks and barely making it. In San Diego, I'm Amitha Sharma.